Makos per Gimel Mishnah Yud 3:10, and now the perek takes a turn. We leave behind discussions regarding who should get makos and how many times they might get makos, how many sets of makos, and now we discuss the actual administration of the lashes. This, of course, is a rather decidedly unpleasant topic to my mind. The Mishnah starts by saying, "Kama malkinoso." How many lashes does a person who's convicted of such a crime get? Says the Mishnah, Arba'im chaser achas, 40 minus 1, meaning 39. That would be the upper limit, 39. Shne'emar, as the Pasuk says, B'mispar arba'im. The Pasuk says, this is a quote, like kind of out of context a little bit, just these two words, B'mispar arba'im, in number 40. So the drasha based on that strange turn of phrase, meaning the Mishnah is assuming, this is how the Bartender learns, that the Pasuk should have said Arba'im b'mispar, 40 in number. The fact that it said b'mispar and then Arba'im suggests it's like the mispar, the number prior to Arba'im, before 40, meaning 39. Mininchu samach l'Arba'im, says the Mishnah explicitly, the number of lashes which is close to 40, meaning 39. That's the Bartender's approach. That's a drasha, essentially. The Rambam has a different approach to understand it, which I think is perhaps easier to understand. He says that the full pasuk reads in like kind of like two sentences. The first sentence essentially says, "V'hipilu hashofet, v'hikau lefanev kadei rishaso b'mispar," period. And the shofet, we'll call him the translator, the judge for the moment here, will cause him to go down, and he will lash him in front of him, kedei rishaso b'mispar, according to his wickedness in number, period. So according to the Rambam, the Pasuk is saying that the shofet, the judge, the judges, are entitled to determine how many lashes is appropriate based on the particular situation and the particular person, how many he's able to endure. And if he's a weaker person, then he would get a smaller number of lashes, and if he was a stronger person, he would get a larger number of lashes. And then the next sentence, if you will, the Pasuk says, Arba'im yakenu lo yosif. You may hit him 40 times, no more. So according to the Rambam, that's a separate din, and that din is saying that although there is latitude given to the judges to decide how many lashes will be administered, at all events, the upper limit is 40. So you can't go past 40, because it says, Arba'im yakenu lo yosif. You can hit him 40 times and no more. And then, says the Rambam, so where's this 39 thing coming from? So he says, listen, the rabbis understood that the Torah says you cannot go past 40. Sometimes there's a possibility of a mistake, a miscount happening during the lashing. And if they give one too many, well, if they had prescribed the full 40 and there's a mistake, they would then get to 41 in violation of the Pasuk. Therefore, the rabbi said, listen, we're doing a maximum of 39. And that way, even if we have a miscount and add one more, we haven't really been in contravention of the Doraisa of Lo Yosef, because we're only at 40, and the Pasuk allows it. So therefore, that's the Rambam learns this portion over here. At all events, we'll go back now to the Bartanur, as we usually do. The Bartanur understands it's a drasha based on the syntax of the verse, b'mispar arba'im. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Arba'im shlemos huloka, says Rabbi Yehuda. No, he gets a full 40 lashes. At least that's the upper limit. A full 40, not 39, meaning he rejects the drasha altogether. Now, the Mishnah's next words are really a question based on some information that the Mishnah hasn't led on to. We will learn shortly that the lashes are given in sets of three, okay? So meaning you only give a lash by lashes in numbers that are divisible by 3, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, and so on, up to a maximum of 39. And when they're administered, each of the three go in a different place. So the first of the three goes on the chest. We'll see momentarily, Bez Hashem, that it's kind of going over the shoulder, from behind, and kind of over the shoulder, and then onto the chest. And then the second two are on either side, like on either shoulder. So it goes essentially chest, shoulder, shoulder, chest, shoulder, shoulder. So the question then is, if you get to 40, that's not divisible by 3. So you're left with one extra lash. Where should you put that lash? Where should it go? That's the question. So the Mishnah answers that issue by saying, V'heichan hu loka. So where is he lashed for that 40th one? Esa yaseira, that extra 40th one. Bein ksefav, between the shoulders, like on between the shoulder blades, if you will, in the middle of his back, in the middle there. The basis of Rabbi Yehuda is really a fairly complex limud from Sukkim. I'm actually going to spare you that, if you don't mind. I'm not sure it's useful otherwise. But the halacha is like the Tanakhama, meaning at all events we never give more than 39 lashes. That would be the maximum for any one particular aver that's been contravened. And if we'll see more in the next coming Mishnayos, what happens if you did a single act that requires, you know, multiple lashes, sets of lashes, like we saw in the previous Mishnayos.